Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chaf, and we are at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Lea, Moshaba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazali Pashalom ben Fager Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo ben Yibad Lechaim Toivin, Reb Chaim Doiv. Some Nesechtes Yevamos Daf Chaf is known in the Kaisley Beis Medrash as one of the most lumdish daffin in Shas. It's definitely one of the foundational daffin here in Mesechtes Yevamos. It's actually interesting because our Chabura learns Daf Yomi, and from a Daf Yomi perspective, Yevamos Daf Chaf is actually not a very difficult daf. So what's hard in the world of Daf Yomi and what's hard in Yeshiva are not necessarily the same thing. So for example, if you learn Daf Yotes in Yeshiva, Daf Yotes in Daf Yomi, Bitteshver, maybe the hardest daf in the Masechta. Daf Chaf in Yeshiva, it's a whole zman. Daf Chaf in Daf Yomi, it's 39 minutes with a little bit of raid. Daf Chaf Aleph, by the way, not to scare anybody, in Yeshiva, no. In Daf Yomi, it's going to be a little reminiscent of Daf Yotes. But either way, for now, today's daf is a Yesoides Diga daf. Just a lot of the raid in the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas came from a clear understanding of the daf that we're about to learn. So without any further introduction, Zok Deheilige Mishnah, Klal Amru B'Yevama. There was a rule that was stated with regards to a yevam, and that is kol she'isura iser erva, any yevam, meaning any woman that falls liyibam. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, he leaves over no children. His wife is a yevam, she just fell liyibam. So in the event that she's an erva to Shimon, what kind of erva? Any one of the 15 arayas that were mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, loy choy letzes, loy misyabemes. Talach is an erva, has no yibum, no chalitza, Rashi adds, not just the erva, but also the tzaras erva, not just the tzaras erva, even the tzaras erva, ad soifa oilam. Says the Mishnah, iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha, in the event that the yevam is not an erva, however, she's a quote iser mitzvah, or a quote iser kedusha. What those things mean, the Mishnah is going to explain it in a moment. But first, the halacha, chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. So an erva, no yibum, no chalitza, iser mitzvah, iser kedusha, no yibum, however, there is going to be chalitza. Says the Mishnah, achoysa shehi yevimta, chayletzes oy misyabemes. This is an idea that we've seen already. The case is, we're two sisters, fully yibum, to the same yavam. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. They both die and they leave over no children. So these two sisters, the wives of Reuven and Shimon respectively, fell yibum to Levi. The halacha is that Levi cannot be miyabin any one of the sisters. The reason is because yesh zika. Now, not everybody holds yesh zika, but the Mishnah is of the opinion that yesh zika. And as a result, each one of the yevamis is achois skukasoi to the yevam. Thus, he's not allowed to do yibum. What does he have to do? Chalitza. Stating that, says the Mishnah, what would be if one of the sisters was an erva to Levi? So, for example, one of these two sisters was Levi's mother-in-law. So then the halacha would be that Levi could be miyabim the other sister. The reason is because the erva does not fully yibum. And because she does not fully yibum, there's no zika between Levi and the erva. If there's no zika, then the sister is not a chois kukasai. And as a result, it's going to be mutter for him to be miyabim the sister. And that's what the Mishnah says. Achoisa shehi yevimta. In the event that one of the two sisters is an erva, then the sister that's not an erva, if you want to do chalitza, you can, but if you want to do yibum, you could do yibum as well. So the Mishnah really said three halachas, and it's a klal, right? We're talking high level. You could see why this would be a foundational Mishnah. An erva that falls the yibum, loy chalitza, loy misyabemes. Iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha, chalitza, v'loy misyabemes. And then achoysa shehi yevimta, it's chayletzes oy misyabemes. So really it's three categories. The first category is no yibum, no chalitza. The second category is no yibum, yes chalitza. Pasha learning the Mishnah. The third category is either yibum or chalitza. The first case where there's no yibum, no chalitza, that's an erva, that we know. That's everything we've learned up until this point in Masechtas Yevamos. The second category where it's no yibum, yes chalitza, that's iser mitzvah, iser kedusha, that we haven't defined yet. And then the third category where you have the option of yibum v'chalitza. Now every yevama, there's yibum v'chalitza, but the Mishnah is trying to say a chiddush, and a case where there's a chiddush that there would be yibum v'chalitza is a choisa shehi yevimta. So what is iser mitzvah iser kedusha? That's the second category mentioned in the Mishnah with aloch is choyletzes v'loy misya b'emesh. It says the Mishnah iser mitzvah. You want to know what that is? Shniyos midivrei soifrim. Now this is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, but what we need to know for now is that just like there are rayas mentioned in the Torah in parshas Achrimos and in parshas Kedoshim, there were additional rayas that were instituted by the rabbis, by the chachamim. So shniyos midivrei soifrim are arayos midirabbanon. So the Mishnah is saying that if an erva midirabbanon would fall a yibum, so then the halacha would be choyletzes v'loy mesebemes. No yibum, because at the end of the day, she's an erva, albeit midirabbanon. But at the same time, you'd have to do chalitza, because being that midirayisa, she's a regular yivama, so midirayisa, there's zika, midirayisa, there's a lav in the Torah, like siyeshes ha-mesachutza lishzar, midirayisa, the yavam has a mitzvah to do something, and as a result, he would have to do chalitza. Iser kedusha. What is iser kedusha? So that, says the Mishnah, is almana l'kayin gadol. In the event that an almana falls a yibum to a kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedid, a grusha, a divorced woman, or a chalutza, a woman that once received chalitza, would fall a yibum to a kohen hedid, mamzeres, that's a female mamzer, v'nesina, and a female nasin, li Yisrael would fall to a Yisrael, ubas Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael would fall a nasin, that's the male nasin, umamzer, that's the male mamzer. So we know what a mamzer or mamzeres is. It's the child that comes from a chayve krisos, according to Rabbi Akiva, even a child that comes from a chayve lavin. What's a nasin and a nasina? So that's not for today, for a different day, but the short version is that in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, there was a group of people that lived amongst the Zion Umais that were Megayer. They were known as the Givoinim, and their Geirus was a little bit of a controversial Geirus. Bottom line is, years later, the Chachamim decided that the Nesinim are not okay, and they said that no one's allowed to marry a Nasin, no one's allowed to marry a Nesinim. This Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Elu Nairis, whether the Nesinim were Aser Midda'iraisa to marry, or only Aser Midrabana. But either way, you're not allowed to marry them. So says the Mishnah that in the event that an Amana would fall to even to a Kohen God, a Grusha Vachlutz would fall to even to a Kohen Hedyat, a Mamzeris and a Sinit would fall to a Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael would fall to a Yavam, that's an Asin and a Mamzer. All these cases fall under the category of Isser Kedusha, and the Mishnah says that the Aloch of Isser Kedusha is Chayletzes, there would be a Chiyuv Chalitza, Veloimis Yabemes, but there would be no Chiyuv Yibam. So Isser Mitzvah the Isser Kedusha are Isser Mitzvah is shniyos midivrei soifrim, all the arayas that the chachamim were mechadish, and iser kedusha is a list of different people that one is not allowed to marry. Now the Gemara is going to go through that list in greater detail, but just to understand the Mishnah before we even begin the Gemara, so if you look at that list a little bit more carefully, there's a few things there. Number one, you have some people that are aser midayraisa, or amana l'kohen gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana. It's a lav in the Torah for a Kohen Gadol to marry an Amana. Grusha, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, Midei Raisa. The laws of Mamzer and Mamzeres, these are psukim in the Torah. So obviously these things are all also Midei Raisa. At the same time, the Mishnah also mentions in Isser Kedusha things that are Aser Midrabanon. So for example, a Chalutza. The fact that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalutza, that's a Dindarabanon. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a woman that receives Chalutza is not allowed to marry a Kohen. It says a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. A Chalutza is like a Grusha, and it's for that reason Chazal said that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalutza either. But that's something that's only Aser Midrabanon. Even Nasin and Nesina, we mentioned, some Achalikis Rishonim, whether that's an Isser Dairaisa, Isser Dirabanon. So really the Mishnah lumped together things that are asa midairaisa with things that are asa midirabbanon when it mentioned the category of Issa Kedusha. Another observation that's worth making, and that is the fact that a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen hedyet is asa midairaisa. What is it? It's a loisase. There's a lav in the Torah for a kohen to marry a grusha. The iser mamzer and mamzeres is also a loisase. Almana l'kohen gadol could be a loisase, it could also be a loisase vase. So it says in the Torah that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. There's also a mitzvah in the Torah for a kohen to marry a besula. Now this almana was once married. Is she a besula? It depends. If she had only Erisin, then she might be a Psula. If, however, there was Nesuin, then she probably isn't a Psula. So when a Kohen Gadol would marries an Almana, sometimes it could be a Lois Aseh, and very often it's going to be a Lois Aseh Vaseh, which means our Mishnah, assuming that when it says Almana L'Kohen Gadol, means even an Almana Min HaNesuin, lumped together things that are Asamid Rabbanan, things that are Asamid Eiraisa because they're a simple Chayvei Lavin, and things that are Asamid Eiraisa because they're not only a Chayvei Lavin, but they're a Chayvei Lavin the Essen. What's the difference if it's a Chayvei Lavin or a Chayvei Lavin the Essen? That is the majority of the daf. But regardless, again, the Mishnah Shtel Davek, a klal in Yevamis. There are times where a Yevama falls the Yibam and there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. There are times that a Yevama falls the Yibam and the Halach is Chayletzes v'loimasei Abemes. And then there are times where you would have thought maybe it shouldn't be your classic Yibam and the Halach is no. Which is, of course, what it is in your regular conventional case Yivam. So what's the example of no Yibam, no Chalitza? Erva. And not only the Erva, but like Rashi says, the Tzaras Erva and the Tzaras Tzaras Erva Atzoyfa Olam. What's an example of Chalitza Tzvalay Mesi Abemes? The Mishnah said, Isser Mitzvah the Isser Kedusha. And what's an example of Oy Chalitza Tzvalay Mesi Abemes? That's the maybe infamous, but certainly Geshmak case of Achoysa Shehi Yevimta, which is Chayletzes Oymes Yabemes. So the Mishnah began with a klal. Klal Amru B'Yevam. And then the Mishnah laid out the klal. And the first thing that it said was, is Kol Shehi Surah Isser Erva Loi Chayletzes V'Loymes Yabemes. Says the Gemara, klal Asu Yemai. Now klal gives you a sense that this is an important daf, a foundational daf. But the word klal also means something more specific. So the question is, the word klal is probably coming to be marba something. What is it coming to be marba? Omar Rafram Bar Pop. So Rafram Bar Pop of Hadron fame. He said, Latsuye Tsaras Islands. You want to know what the word klal is coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba Tsaras Islands. Then if an islandess falls the Yibam together with another woman, there's no Yibam and Chalitz on the islandess that we know. That is a Mishnah later in the Masechta, but not just the islandess, even the Tsaras islandess. Ukid Rav Asi, that was Rav Asi's member earlier in the Masechta, the Rav Asi said Tsaras islandess Asura, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to be Marba. The Mishnah says the halacha that in Erev is loy chayletzes loy misabemes, but it says the word klal, which clearly is an inclusive word, it's coming to be Marba something. You know what it's coming to be Marba? An islandess. An islandess also, her Erev is loy chayletzes loy misabemes. What is her tzara? And what does islandess have to do with the halacha of erva? It's because being that there's no yibam and chalitza by an islandess, so there's no heter on the eshes ach of the islandess, so the tzara's islandess is the tzara's eshes ach shaloi b'malka mitzvah. Isn't that a eshes ach the memela? So we spoke about that already a little bit. But the bottom line is that's the chiddush of klal omru b'yavama, that even a tzara's islandess. Ikadami, some said just the opposite. That when the Mishnah says kol shisur iser erva, and it says a klal, you know what the Mishnah's coming to say? The klal is that only iser erva is the halacha loy chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. It's only dear dasira tzarasa that she's going to be asa and her tzara is going to be asa. Halo isur iser erva. However, if the woman is not an erva, then tzarasa loy asira. Then the tzara is not going to be asa. L'mu'utei maya, what's it coming to be maya? Amar Rafram said, l'mu'utei tzaras islandess, it's coming to be maya tzaras islandess. Udaloik ravasi, not like ravasi, rather like Rava said, that tzaras islandess is really muteris. But the bottom line is, the klal is either coming to be marba or coming to be maya. In the first lesson, the Gemara is coming to be marba. What's it being marba? Tzara's islandess. Not only an erva is there halacha of no yibam, no chalitza, not her, not the tzara, at tzifayla, but even an islandess. In the second lish of the Mara, it's coming to be mamai. What's it coming to be mamai? Oichet tzara's islandess. And really, this takes us back to the sugya. Tzara's islandess asura, tzara's islandess muteres. It plays itself right out right here in these few lines of the Gemara. Is the cloud coming to be marbet tzara's islandess? It's coming to teach me the halacha of Ravasi, or just the opposite? It's coming the meute tzara's islandess, in which case it's coming to be memayit the law of Ravasi. Incidentally, according to the second lishon of the Gemara, the Ikud Amri, that the klal of this Mishnah is coming to be Memayit Tzaras Islandess, so really it's reminiscent of a Gemara that we learned together on Daf Gimel, because the first Mishnah, the Masechta, said Chamesh Esrei Noshem Poitroi Tzaras Seim. The Mishnah mentioned a number, 15. Then it listed the 15, and it said, these 15, Poitroi Tzaras Seim, Betzaras Tzaras Seim, and Achalitza Menayibim Atzoyfa Olam. And the Gemara said, Minyana de Reisha Lemu'utei Mai, U Minyana de Seifa Lemu'utei Mai. And the Gemara said, Chad Lemu'utei Rav, who held Tzaras Soita, is Aser. V'chad l'mute Rav Asi, who held Tzaras Islandess, is Aser. Which would mean that this is the second time the Mishnah was Memayit Tzaras Islandess. The Mishnah was Memayit Tzaras Islandess in the very beginning, the very first Mishnah of the Masechta, and then here again, in this klal, when it talks nachem all about the arayas, again, we're addressing Shitas Ravasi, according to the second Mishnah of the Gemara, we're being memayed Ravasi. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah said, achoyso shehi yevimta, that was the third category. Chaylet says, oh, you have emes. You want to do chalisa, you can do chalisa. You want to do yibum, you can do yibum. Now, what's the case again? The case is when two sisters fall yibum. Ordinarily, you don't have the option to do yibum because yesh zika, even though it's a machloikis, but the Tana of this Mishnah holds the age of, and as a result, the other sister, or any sister, you're going to want to be miyabim, is going to be a chayitz. So to do yibum is not going to be okay. If, however, one of the sisters is also an erva, so the erva doesn't fall even, there's no zika with the erva, so if there's no zika with the erva, there's going to be no problem with the sister, and if there's no problem with the sister, so then you're going to be able to do yibum. That explanation of the Mishnah that we gave was based on the maskana of the Gemara that we're about to learn. It's a very short Gemara, but we already know the punchline. The Gemara is going to work it through now in real time. So the Gemara says, "Achoisa dama." When the Mishnah says, "Achoisa shehi yevimta chayletzes oimus yabemis," we mean whose sister? Ilema the iser mitzvah. Do we mean the sister of the iser mitzvah? And again, what's iser mitzvah? The Mishnah defined iser mitzvah. Iser mitzvah is shniyos midivrei sofer. So is it talking about where two sisters fell yibum? One of the sisters is shniyos midivrei sofer. So ordinarily, you wouldn't be able to miyabim any one of the sisters. Zok the Mishnah. If one of them is a shniyos, then you could be miyabim the sister. The Gemara says it's not mestaber. Because why should a yevama that's a shniyos remove the iser achos kukasai from the sister? Shniyos midirei soifrim midirabonon, you can't do yibum. But midiraisa, there is a mitzvah yibum. So if midiraisa is a mitzvah yibum, that means midiraisa, there's a zika. If midiraisa is a zika, al zeh nemar, yesh zika. So it would be us, it would be miyabim the sister. Frek the Gemara, kivim midiraisa ram yokameh, being that midiraisa, the shniyos midirei soifrim, has a mitzvah yibum, pogabach oisku kasoi. So it comes out now, if you're going to be miyabim the sister, you're violating a choisku kasoi. So why is a choisa shiyavim to chaylatsa soim yisabam? The Gemara says, you're right. Allah choisa deiser erva, which is what we said. It's talking about one of the sisters was an erva. Oh, an erva is loichai letzis v'loim yisabemes. There's no nefilas yibam at all. There's no zikas yibam at all. So there's no yej zikav. There's no yej zikav. There's going to be no iser to be miyabim the sister. The Mishnah said iser mitzvah shniyos. So again, Mishnah said iser mitzvah is shniyos v'divrei soifrim. Iser kedusha. That was the whole list of chavilavim v'esin. Some even isur the rabbanon, but iser mitzvah shniyos. The Gemara says, "Am I currently iser mitzvah? Why is shniyos midivrei soifrim referred to as iser mitzvah? Mitzvah is a general term. We have 613 mitzvahs that we're obligated to observe as Jews. 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs lois asay. But the word mitzvah is a super general word. All of a sudden, shniyos midivrei soifrim. Oh, you want to know what word we picked from the entire vernacular to describe it? Mitzvah. Why would shniyos midivrei soifrim mean mitzvah more than anything else? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, because mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Because shniyos midivrei soifrim is a din derabbanan, and there's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim, and therefore shniyos midivrei soifrim go down in our Mishnah. Yivam es tavchav. As this is a mitzvah. We're going to get back to this. Issa kedusha almana l'kayin gadol grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedin. And then the Mishnah gave a whole list of different chavilavim v'es, and even some Yisurid the Rabbanan, and refer to them as Issa Kedusha. Zok Dumar, my Kardu Issa Kedusha. Why is this whole list referred to as Issa Kedusha? Zok Dumar, Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Yiyu Leiloikeyam. Now, where does it say this Pasuk, Kedoshim Yiyu Leiloikeyam? It's in Parashas Emor. It's talking about the Yisurim of Kayhanim. Some of the Issa Kedusha that were mentioned in the Mishnah related to Kayhanim. Almano L'Kayin Gadol, Grusha, L'Kayin Hedyet, Im Chalutzo, although that's only Midrabanan. Now, there were others that had nothing to do with Kayhanim. But being that some of them have to do with Kayhanim, and Kayhanims are Kedoshim, and that's why they have all their extra mitzvahs, so therefore, Yisurim that are related to Kayhanim are referred to as Issa Kedusha. What's the obvious kasha that all the Mefarshei Mishnayis, let alone the Mefarshei Gemara, are bothered by? And that is, it's very nice, some of the list mentioned in Issa Kedusha are Yisurim that are unique to Kayhanim, but others have nothing to do with Kayhanim. Mamzer, Nasin, Mamzeres, Nesina, Vashatis, Satan, Mit Kayhanim. So why would we take a term that is exclusive to Kayhanim to describe a list of Isurim that's not exclusive to Goyanim. It's a good aura, Ayin Shal. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. Rabbi Yehuda had it just the opposite than the way we have it in the Mishnah. Meaning in our Mishnah, Isser Mitzvah, Shnei Yisvidi Reisayfim, Isser Kedusha is the long list. Rabbi Yehuda had a punk fakir. He said, Isser Mitzvah is Amon al Kohen Gadol, Grusha Bakluts of the Kohen Hedyet, Vechul. That might call it Isser Mitzvah. Why is it referred to as Isser Mitzvah? The Chsib, because the Pasuk says, Eila HaMitzvahis. So where's this Pasuk? So this Pasuk is in the end of Sefer Vayikra. Eila HaMitzvahis, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. And it's a similar shtickle Torah. Rashi says it's in Torah's Koyanim. And Torah's Koyanim talks about all the Isurim of Koyanim. And some of the Isurim mentioned in Issa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mitzvah, in our Mishnah, Tzitzit Kedusha, are related to Koyanim. So therefore, we use the Pasuk that's in the end of Torah's Koyanim. Again, it's the same Ha'ara. The Ha'ara is, some of the Isurim mentioned have nothing to do with Torah's Koyanim. So again, why are we using a word related to Koyanim? That's the Ha'ara. Issa Kedusha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's Issa Kedusha? Shnias B'divrei Sofer. So I can remember, my Karli Issa Kedusha. Why did Rabbi Yehuda refer to Shnias B'divrei Sofer and Issa Kedusha? Amr Abaye, Abaye said, because Kol HaMekayim Divrei Chachamim, because any person that's Mekayim Divrei Chachamim, Nikra Kadosh. You want to know why Shnias B'divrei Sofer is Issa Kedusha? Because if someone is Mekayim de Rabbanon, it's Mamish Gevald. He's Heilig. Amalei Rava, Rava, Tainid. He said, I understand. It sounds like if someone's Mekayim de Rabbanon, he's Mamish Gevaldig. But if you're not Mekayim de Rabbanon, you're just not Gevaldig, right? He said, it's not true. He said, V'chol she'in Mekayim de Rechachamim, Kaddish Udolei Mikri. Right, if you're Mekayim de Rabbanon, you're a Kaddish. What does it sound like? If you're not Mekayim de Rabbanon, you're not a Kaddish. I hear, okay, you could still be a Beinani, you could be a good Jew, you could be a Pasha to Yid, you're just not a Kaddish. Rava said, no, Rasha Nami Le Mikri, you mean to tell me he's not called a Rasha? Of course he's a Rasha. Kala Ivra Al Devich HaChamim, Chayiv Misa, right? Sometimes Drabbanans are more Chamer than Dairaises. So what's going on over here? How could you tell me that it's called this a Kedusha because you're Mekayim and Drabbanan, you're a Kaddish. You just turned all Drabbanans into a Madrega, right? The Mesilas Yisharim is Madrega. The highest Madrega is Kedusha. So that's what it is. This is like Mamisha. It's a Madrega, Agabi, Madrega, Agabi, Madrega. It's something that you have to do. If you don't do it, you're considered a Rush. Elo my Rava. So Rava said a different reason why the Shias B'divrei Sofer would be referred to as Issa Kedusha. He said it's because of Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. There's an idea that a Yid is supposed to be Mekaddish himself even with Dvarim HaMutarim, and this underpins everything that the Rabbanon mandated. When the Rabbanon went and mandated things, we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf, it was predicated on a Mahalach of Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach, and that's where the word Kedusha is coming from. It's not because keeping the Rabbanons are together Madregas Kedusha. Keeping the Rabbanans are things that we have to do. It's more where the Rabbanan were coming from when they instituted all their Isurim. They were coming from a mindset of Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. When we do it, it has nothing to do with our Kedusha. It has to do with something that we're actually obligated to do. It's a little bit of a subtlety. But either way, Zakti Gemara, in our Mishnah, Isser Mitzvah, Shdias B'Divrei Sofrim, Isser Kedusha, is Amon El Kohen Gadol V'Chulu. Rav Yehuda was Machlef. He had it just the opposite. He had that the Shnias B'Divrei Sofrim is Isser Kedusha, and Isser Mitzvah is really referring to the whole list. Lamaisa, it's just a difference in semantics. Because at the end of the day, the halacha of Isser Mitzvah and the halacha of Isser Kedusha is well documented. It's a stam Mishnah. Nobody argues. It's chayletzes v'loy misyabeme. Zok the Gemara. Now we're going to get into it. Amana l'koyin God. Kapasik v'tani. The Mishnah said, Amana l'koyin God. What's the halacha chayletzes v'loy misyabeme? And the Mishnah, when it referred to the Almana, it didn't discuss whether the Almana was an Almana min ha'erisin or whether she was an Almana min ha'nesuin. Meaning, kapasik v'tani, the Mishnah was saisim. Loishna min ha'nesuin, v'loishna min ha'erisin. It doesn't matter if she was married once b'nesuin or she was married already b'erisin. We spoke this out when we learned the Mishnah. Zok digamar, bishla min ha'nesuin, bishla imo, if this Almana already had nesuin, asei v'loisa asei. So I understand the halach of chayletzes v'loim yisei b'emes. I get why she can't do yibam. The reason is because for a kohen Gadol, to marry an almana min anasuin, he would violate both alois asei and asei. The alois asei is, it says in the Torah, thou, referring to the Kohen Gadol, shall not marry an almana. The asei is, there's an essay in the Torah that says, besula yikach, he's supposed to marry a besula. Okay, if it's alois asei v'asei, I get why there's no yibum. Because even though yibum's an asei, obeve'in asei, doich alois asei v'asei. This is the Chiyah 101. Everyone knows an asei can't be doich alois asei v'asei. However, if the almana was an almana mina erisin, then lois nasei gredo. All she is to him is a lois nasei. She's an almana. At the end of the day, if she had erisin, she's an almana. And it says in Torah, not marry an almana. But being that she never had nesuin, so there was never a bia, so she's still a besula. So if that's the case, there's no essa of besula. So yave asei freit the gemara of yibum of yavama yave aleva yitcha lois nasei and let it be daicha the lois nasei. So the gemara's kasha is that why is it that almana min ha'erisin is choyletzes v'loy mesiabemes l'chayr the esse of yibum should be doicha to loy sase min ha'erisin. Zok de gemara, am Rav Gidol am Rav. So Rav Gidol said, in the name of Rav, I'll tell you why. You want to know why there's no esse doicha loy sase, and you want to know why even by a chayve lavin, the halacha is choyletzes v'loy mesiabemes is because amakra, it's based on a pasuk in the parish of Yibum. It says, v'also yivimta ha'shayra. It says that in the event that the man didn't want to do Yibum, so what's plan B? You do chalitza. So the pasuk says, v'imlo yachbitz ishlachacha says yivimta. In the event that the man, the yavam, didn't want to do Yibum, v'also yivimta ha'shayra, so the yavama should go to elaskenim, to the skenim, va'omran, she should say, mayen yavami lahakim lachav shem b'yisrael, loy ovo yabni. Didn't want to do any evil. So the pasuk says, va'osa yavimtai, shein tamalayim yavimtai. The pasuk really shouldn't have said yavimtai. Ma tamalayim yavimtai. Why did it say yavimtai? Now, why shouldn't it have said yavimtai? So if you look more carefully at the pasuk, it says, vim loyach b'itz ishlakacha says yavimtai. The yavam didn't want to marry yavimtai. But also, Yevimtai, Hashar, just said Yevimtai, two words earlier. So the next mention of the word Yevimtai is redundant. It's not necessary. She'in tamadayim Yevimtai. So why did the pasuk say Yevimtai? Because yesh lecha yevama acheres. She'oilo lechalitza, ve'ena oilo yevama. It's coming to teach us that although ordinarily, chalitza is just what you do in the event that you couldn't do, that you chose not to do Yevam, meaning the way Yevamas usually plays out is, you have a mitzvah of Yevam, ve'im, lo yachbitzo ish. So then there's a mitzvah of chalitza. Zok the pasuk that there are times where even if the yavam wanted to do yibum, we won't let him do yibum, and instead he's going to have to do chalitza. And who is that? The ezoy zuchayvei lavin. It's referring to a chayvei lavin. So a chayvei lavin has a din that even though in theory maybe you could have said asay doicha lois asay, so that he wants to do yibum. A bezok the pasuk. No, there's a time where we don't give you the option to do yibum, and instead we force you to do chalitza. It's learned out from the actual word yevimtoi. What's it referring to? Chayvei lavin, and that's pshat and iser kedusha with halach is chaylatzis v'loy mesiabemes. Even where it's an ordinary chayvei lavin, such as an almana min eris into a kohen gadol. Why don't we say asay doicha lois asay? It's true based on the klolim of dchia, we would say asay doicha lois. Oh, but there's a special pasuk that teaches me that there's a time that there's no yibum and there is chalitza. And what is that special time? It's chayvei lavin. So the Gemara says, so basically what we just found is we have a makar in a pasuk in the Torah that amol, there's going to be a din chalitza and an isur yibum. When is that going to be? It's not your classic yivamis, because your classic yivamis is you have an option to do yibum and chalitza. So it must be one of the cases. So which case is it? So the Gemara said it's chayvei lavin. Right, and chayvei lavin v'asin, kapasik v'toni, loishna min erisav, loishna min anasun. So it doesn't matter if it's a chayvei lavin, min erisin, or it's a chayvei lavin v'asin, it's min anasun. Right, the Gemara, v'im chayvei krisos, maybe it's referring to a chayvei krisos. Maybe that's what it's talking about. And maybe chayvei krisos, maybe if an erva falls the yibum, that loch should be chayvei lassus v'loim misyabemis. Meaning, up until this point, up until Dav Chav, we've taken for granted that if an Erva falls liyibum, there's no yibum and no chalitza. Not just the Erva, even the Tzara's Erva and the Tzara's Erva at Saif Oilam. Now the Gemara in Dav Chav Amar Aleph asks Akasha that maybe if there's a drush of Yevimtai, so Yevimtai is teaching me that Amol chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. What kind of Yivama? Chminish Klar, not your classic Yivama, obviously. So it's one of the cases. You're attributing it to Chayvei Lavin, Chayvei Lavin V'esin, Mechatesi. Maybe attributed instead to a Chayvei Krisos. So the Gemara says, Amarka, you can't say it's Chayvei Krisos, because it says, Am lo yachbeish ha'ish l'kachas, that the only time you do Chalitza is if the man didn't want to do Yibum. Ha chafetz miyabin. But at the same time, if he wants to do, then he could. And meaning, and it's only then that there's a din chalitza if he doesn't. And we learn from there that kala oil yibam oil khalitza, the chol shein oil yibam ein oil khalitza, that yibam khalitza bound by the hip, that tali zabaza. And if someone's oil yibam, he could have done yibam, then if he doesn't do yibam, there's khalitza. But if he couldn't have done yibam, then there's no khalitza. Meaning the only time you do khalitza is mla yachbis, ha'ish lokachas. So it says, well, you can't be marba chayve krisos to tell me that the loch is khalitzas for loy misyabemes. And the reason is because there's a klal of kala oil yibam oil khalitza, for chol shein oil yibam. So then say the same thing for Chayv Yilavin. If you're telling me that there's a din called Oilul Yibam Oilul Chalitza v'chol she'en Oilul Yibam Ein Oilul Chalitza, and again, it's not even a drush. It's like Pashup Shan in the Pasuk. In lo yachbish is lo kachat, then there's a mitzvah of Chalitza. But if he wants to, then meaning Yibam Chalitza tali zabezeh. So what's this new drush of Yivimtoi? The Gemara says, not Rabbi Rachman Yivimtoi. I have a new drush of Yivimtoi. So the Gemara says, okay, Mara. So how do you know when to darshin Yivimtoi and when not to darshin Yivimtoi? Let's just explain the kasha for 1 second before we see the punchline, and that is that basically what we're saying is that Chayvei Lavin is Choyletzis V'loi Mesiyah Be'emes. Chayvei Krisus is no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. What's the Makar that Chayvei Lavin is Choyletzis V'loi Mesiyah Be'emes? So the Gemara says, it's a pasuk, it says an extra word, Yivimtai, to teach me that sometimes no Yibum, yes Chalitza. When is that? Chayvei Lavin. I would have thought, yeah, Yibum by Chayvei Lavin. Why? Because I say it's the Choloi Sasei. Kamash Malan, a pasuk, it tells me no. No Yibum, yes Chalitza. Faith the Gemara, maybe it's Chayvei Krisus. Maybe Chayvei Krisus, no Yibum Yas Chalitza. So the Gemara says, because just like it says Yivimtoi, it also says Im Lo Yachbeitz No Ish Lo Kachas. And from there I know that Kol She'en Oilu Yibum Ein Oilu Chalitza. The Kol Oilu Yibum Oilu Chalitza. There's no such thing of no Yibum Yas Chalitza. Fakert. Kol Ein Oilu Yibum Ein Oilu Chalitza. So you can't have it where there's going to be no Yibum Yas Chalitza. So says the Gemara, okay, then Chayvei Lavin too. No, but it says Yevimtai. So basically, you have a face-off over here. On the one end, I have a drasha that's marba sometimes, chalitza no yibum, and then mitzad sheni, I have a drasha that says, kol she'en oil yibum, ein oil chalitza, v'chol oil yibum, oil chalitza, that tells me that there's no such thing as chalitza, v'loy mesiyah be'emes. And really, what we're doing then is, now we're using our own discretion, and we're saying, Chayvei Lavin is going to be Yevimtai. Al zeh nemar, no yibum, yes chalitza. Chayvei Krisus, that's going to be, im lo yachbeitzo ish lo kachas. That's going to be no Yibam and no Chalitza. So the Gemara asks in two words, Umar Ra'is, which is the Gemara's way of saying, Mehechatesi, how do you know that Chayvei Lavin is Yevimtoi and Chayvei Krisus is in Layachbe Tzor Ishtel Kachas? Efshefaker, maybe Chayvei Krisus is Yevimtoi, and by Chayvei Krisus it's Chayletzis V'loi Mesiyah Be'emes, and Chayvei Lavin is going to be Kol She'en Oil Yibam Oil Chalitza, or Kol Oil Yibam Oil Chalitza. How do you know which way to say it? So the Gemara says Mestabra. It's Mestabra to say it this way. Why? Because Chayvei Lavin Tafsi Bu Kedushin. Because Chayvei Lavin, this Tfis is Kedushin. What would be if somebody wanted to be Mekadosh a Chayvei Lavin? Forget about Yibam. Someone goes over to a woman that he's not allowed to marry, it's a Chayvei Lavin, and says, Harei et at Nikudesh Asli B'tabaz Zugadas Moshe V'Yisrael. So the Allah is, with the exception of Shitas Rabbi Akiva, the Kedushin would be Taifas. Chayvei Krisus, however, if the person would do the same thing to a Chayvei Krisus, to any one of the Arayas in the Torah, lo yitavsi b'kedushin. Over here, the Kedushin would not be Taifas. So you say, Meres, a Chayvei Lavin is more shayach to a Lekuchin than a Chayvei Krisus is. Therefore what? So Rashi explains, and this Rashi should have been on Amid Beis, but it's on the bottom of Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. It's Shayach Lo Amid Beis. So we'll see Rashi inside. Hilkoch Korinam Be Lokachas B'di'evet. Being that Chayvei Lavin is Tafsi B'Kedushin, so it makes sense to say the word Lokachas in the context of a Chayvei Lavin. Because even though Chayvei Lavin is an Isra Lekuchin, they're not allowed to get married, but at the same time, Kedushin is Toifis. Avol Chayvei Krisus loy tafsi bo Kedushin. But Chayvei Krisus Kedushin is not Toifis. Va'afilu over hayobam v'nosva lav kichohi. Meaning, if a Yavam, therefore, would go and be Meyabim a Chayvei Krisus, at the end of the day, the Kedushin wouldn't be Toifis. So what we're saying is like this. We're saying that it makes sense to use the word Im lo yachbois ha'ish lo kachas to be memayit chayvei krisos, be more so than be memayit chayvei lavin, because the chayvei krisos is not considered a lo kachas, because the chayvei lavin is not shayach to tfisas kedushin. So therefore, im lo yachbois ha'ish lo kachas, we're going to use as a miut to tell me that chayvei krisos don't have yibum, and because they don't have yibum, they also don't have chalitza, because that's included in the drush of im layach beisol ish lakachas, and we're going to end up with chol she'en oil yibam ein oil chalitza. But to be mamayit a chayvei lavin from this pasuk im layach beisol ish lakachas, that we're not going to do, because chayvei lavin at the end of the day really a shayach to lakachas, albeit b'di'evet, because it's tafsi b'kedushin. So we're not going to be married chayvi lavin from this pasuk. Instead, we're going to be marba chayvi lavin l'chalitza, which also is mamayit from yibum, from the word yivimtoi. So it's a little bit of a hard drasha. We're showing him a very mayrich to understand exactly what this drasha is. But the maskana, what the Gemara says, is for our purposes that we have two limudim. On the one hand, we have the limud. It says the word yivimtoi extra to teach me that amol, there's a yivama that has a din chalitza without a din yibum. What is that? That's a chayvi lavin. And that's the makar to the halacha that is the kedusha is chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes. What was the kasha? If it was a chayvi lavin v'esen, I understand why there's no yibum, but if it's a chayvi lavin gredo, l'chor, there should be yibum, because tasei of yibum should be doicha v'loy saseh. The teretz is a drosha that tells me it has to be chalitza, that it can't be yibum. Is the kedusha is chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes. There's another drasha of im layach b'itzo ish lokachas, that lokachas teaches me that a chayvei krisus, that's not a bar kicha, because kedusha ordinarily is not toifes, but chayvei krisus is nismayit from yibum. Not only is it nismayit from yibum, but kol she'ena oilu li yibum is also ena oilu li chalitza. But what we need now for the hemshech of the daf is that the Gemara just explained why isa kedusha is chayletzis v'loy mesi abemes. And the answer is, it's based on a pasuk. It says the word yevimtai, it's an extra word in the parsha of chalitza, to teach me that there's a time where a yevama has a din chalitza without a din yibum, which is contrary to the klal of kol she'eino oilu yibum, eino oilu chalitza. That's true, but it's exeris hakasa. That sometimes it's going to be chalitza, there's not going to be yibum, and what is that? That's chai ve'ilama. Which is another way of saying, this is very important for the hemshech of the daf, that the reason there's no yibum by a chai ve'ilavin is a din dayraisa. That's what we're saying. It's a pasuk. It's a drasha. Yevimtai teaches me there's a parsha of chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes, and we're attributing the parsha to chayvei lavin. Chayvei lavin, chayvei lavin v'esin, but we're attributing it to the chayvei lavin. So the reason there's no yibum by a chayvei lavin and a chayvei lavin v'esin is based on a pasuk. Zok the Gemara, Masiv Rav. So Rav asked the kasha from a brayso. Iser mitzvah for iser kedusha. What happens if there was a yevama that's an iser mitzvah, iser kedusha? So what's iser mitzvah? That's shnias v'divrei soifer. What's iser kedusha? That's chayvi lavin v'esin. Ba'oleh oichalatzla. In the event that the yevam was ba on the iser mitzvah, iser kedusha, or he did chalitza, the halacha is nifter at tzarasa. The tzar is going to be pater. Right? That's the halacha by every yevamis. As long as the Yavam does either Yibum or Chalitza to one of the Yavamais, the other Tzara is going to be Pater. So basically what we're saying is that even though Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha is Chaletzes, Feloibis, Yabemes, but number one, if you do Chalitza to one, it pactes the Tzara. That doesn't sound like such a Chiddush. But if you do Yibum even with the Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, that's going to pacte the Tzara. Why is that a Chiddush? Because the din of the Mishnah was Feloibis, Yabemes. So, Mechatesi, if you do Yibum, it's going to pacte the Tzara. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So, Gemara V'yis, Ogdai D'chayvi Lavin B'dei Raisa L'chalitza Rami L'Yibum L'Yiramyo. Now, if you're going to tell me that the fact that Chayvi Lavin is Chaylatzis Feloibis, Yabemes is a din, D'ai Raisa Kibalea Mai Nifter Tzara. So, why is it if he does Yibum, the Tzara is going to be Potter? If she's mufka from Yibum, because it says Yivimtai in the Torah, so why is it that b'di'evad the Yibum's going to work? So this was Rava's kasha, and the Gemara says u'moisav lav u'mefarik lo. Rava asked the question, then Rava gave the answer himself. He said l'tzadim k'tani. You probably have to read the brisa l'tzadim. Meaning this is way you read the brisa. Ba'aleh, when the brisa said two categories, two halachas. What were the two categories? Iser mitzvah, iser kedusha. What were the two halachas? Ba'aleh. Now the simple reading of the braisa is, it doesn't matter if it's Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha, whether it's Ba'aleh or Chalatzla, right, either one of the cases, the halach is going to be Nifter Atzarasa. But Tzadim K'tani is when sometimes the Gemara will bifurcate the braisa, and it will say, Isser Mitzvah is referring to one thing, Isser Kedusha is referring to the other thing. Ba'aleh is referring to one thing, and Chalatzla is referring to the other thing. That's Rava's teretz. He said, the way you read the braisa is, Ba'aleh is referring to Isser Mitzvah. Chalatzla is referring to Isser Kedusha. It's Gevaldik. Isser Mitzvah, Shnias V'Divrei Soifrim. Shmias V'Divrei Soifrim, Avada M'Dei Raisa, you could do Yibum. The whole Isser is only a Durabonin. Therefore, Ba'aleh, the Lacher is Nifter Atzarasa. However, Isser Mitzvah, over there, it's Aser Midai Raisa, and being that Isser Kedusha is Aser Midai Raisa, and because Isser Kedusha is Aser Midai Raisa, if it's Ba'aleh, it's not going to be Nifter Atzarasa.
When will it be nifter atzerasa? If it was chalatzla. So Baala is referring to Isser Mitzvah, and chalatzla is referring to Isser Kedusha. Thus we have no kasha. Abba Masav Rav, Rav asked another kasha. Yes, the kasha from another braisa. Ptzua daka ukrus shifcha. So these are people that have mumin, which as a result, they can't have children. Very, very specific mumin. They're also aser lovoy bakal. So there's certain limitations of who they're allowed to marry. Sris Adam, or a man that's a saris, he also can't have children. Vazakin, who is an older person, as a result, he can't have children. So the halach is that even though all these people can't have kids, but still oichaltsin oimiyadnim. When it comes to yibum v'chalitza, so the halach is oichaltsin, they could do chalitza, or they could do yeketsa. So the braisa explains. Mesu, so it's a long braisa, but we just need one part of this braisa. Mesu, in the event that they die. So you had a psuadaka, a kroshivcha, a srisadam, or a zakin, that died. Ulehem achin, they had brothers. Ulehem nashim, they also had wives. V'amdu achin, the brothers got up. V'asum maimer v'nisha, saying they did maimer. V'nasnu get, or they gave a get. Why would they give a get? Give a get? We haven't had a get yet in the case of Yibam. We haven't had it yet, but we're going to have it. Shaneimo. The Cholsu, or they did Chalitza. Sin Allah is Masha Asa Asu. Whatever they did. Meaning any effect that Maimer would have, the Chalitza would have, or a get would have, it has the effect, even though the Achanes, Ruvain, was either a Ptsuadak or Kroshifchim, was a Shrisadam or a Zakin. Vimbalu, and in the event that they actually did Yibam, Kano, it's a regular Yibam. Mesu, what happens if Mesu Achim, their brothers died. The Umduhaim, and they were the ones now that got up. They're the Yevamin. The Asu Maimer, they did Maimer, but they're saying, Venos Nuget, Aishachalso, they did Chalitza. Again, Masha Asu Asu. The Imbalu Kano. And if they did Yibum, here's the punchline, it's a Yibum, above Asala Kaima. But in the case of the Ptsua Dak and the Krushivcha, if they did Yibum, they're going to have to give a get right away. Pshim Shanema, because it's a lav in the Torah, Yavi Ptsua Daka. Bekal Hashem, that's the end of the pasuk. So what's the cash of Yis? Oh, good day to Chayvi Lavin, Medei Reis, and the Chalitza, Ramid, Lidi, Benoir, and Ramyo. If you're going to tell me that a Chayvi Lavin, the reason she's Chaylet, is Flamis, Yabemes, is a din Medei Reis. Medei Reis, she's Mufgar from Yibum. So why is it if Petsua Dak or Kru Shivcha does Yibum, it's Chalakin in Yibum, in Balu Amai Kano. She's Mufgar from Yibum. In Balu Kano means what? That the Bia, the Yibum, creates issues. The fact that a Bia could create an issues is a Chiddish Nifla. Certainly with an Eshazach, it's a Chiddish Nifla. It's all because of the chiddush of Yibum. But in the event that they're excluded from Yibum, why? Because there's a chayve lav and a psua daka. So how in the world could it be in Baalu Kano? Elama Rava. So Rava, because it is kasha, said, stumped. It's a problem. He said, Amona mino eris in nami aseva lois aseyu. I think we have to revisit this. It's true. There can't be a pasuk in the Torah that says that a chayve lavin is not oila Liyibum. Because if a chayvi lavin is not oyvah liyibum, the halacha could not be that if a yavam is miyabim a chayvi lavin, the yibum is going to be in effect. And we had one brisa that sounded like it. Rava was able to get out of it. But we have a second brisa that's checkmate. It says in Mefurish. It says it regarding a ptsua daka that's a chayvi lavin in Baalu Kano. So if the mufka from the parasha, that's going to be an issue. Now, what was the hechruch of the Gemara to say that a chayvi lavin are excluded midday raisa from yibum? Because if not, why can't you do Yibum with a Chayvei Lavin? What's the kasha? Yovei Yasei of Yibum, let it be Doicha, the Lois Yasei. Bishleima, Lois Yasei Vasei, Ein Yasei Doicha, Lois Yasei Vasei. But a regular Lois Yasei, the Chayvei Yasei, should have been able to be Doicha. So said Rava, I think we have no choice, and we have to say that the Diyik in the Mishnah is right. When it says, Al Mada L'Kayin Gadol, it means, Loishna Min Anesuin, V'Loishna Min Eris, and Dalach is Chayletzis, V'Loimis Yabetmes. And again, Amanim and Anasuin is a lois asei vasei. We understand why you can't do yibum because they nasei doicha lois asei vasei. Aber Amanim and Erisin is a regular lois asei. So what was the kasha? Let us say be doicha lois asei. The initial attempt of the Gemara to answer this question was it's a xeris hakasev, but we now know that can't be the case. So Rava said we have to get more creative, and I think what we need to say is that Amanim and Erisin nami asei v'lois aseihu. Maybe every Amanim and Erisin is also a lois asei vasei. What's that say? Amanim and Anasuin, there's an assay. It says in the Torah, you have to marry a Basula. If she was ready, was Binasuin, she's probably not a Basula. But Amanim and Erisin, what's the assay? The Chsiv, it says, Kedosh Shemiu, Leiloi Keim. It's the passage we quote on Amad Aleph. A Kayan has a general mitzvah to keep his mitzvahs, so he should be a Kaddish. So that's the Teretz. So really, Amana is Beim and Erisin, Beim and Anasuin. Ay, what's the Kasha? Amanim and Erisin is a regular Lois assay. Let that say be Doicha Lois assay. Teretz says, no, Amanim and Erisin is also an assay. What's the assay? Kedosh Shemiu. But enachinami, what we're saying now is that if it was a regular lois aseh, what would be the halacha? Sounds like the halacha would be do yibum. Because that say would be daicha the lois asay. The Mishnah never said a regular lois asay. The Mishnah said almana, which is true. It's mashma min erisin min anasuin. But even almana min erisin is not a regular lois asay. It's a lois asay vasay. Why? Because it says kedoshim yo. I'm afraid the Gemara that answers almana. But the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah says, what happens if a mamzeres would fall a yibam or an asina would fall a yibam? Mayikilameimar over there. There's no. These are not lavin that are exclusive to Kayhanim. Thus, you don't have the essen, the Torah of Kedoshim Yiyu Leilokeihem. Thus, all it is a lois asay. It's not an asay. So if that's the case, why don't we say that asay should be doicha the lois asay? So you answered almana, which was mentioned in the Mishnah of Cheletzes, Flamin, Sebemis. Even almana min erisin. But what about mamzeres, for example? Or nesina, assuming it's even a nisa deraisa. But it's certainly not a lois asay vasay. It doesn't have Kedoshim Yiyu, so Rava said, Ksiv, it says, v'hiskadishtem. There's another pasuk. It says in the Torah, ki ani Hashem alokeichem, v'hiskadishtem, v'yisem kedoshim, ki kodesh ani. There's a mitzvah for a yid to be a kodesh. There's a mitzvah for a yid to keep a lois asay. And as a result, there's an asay. Fred, yach kol ateru kulunami asay v'lois asay ho. Ksiv, v'hiskadishtem. I mean, if we're going to go with this line of reasoning, so every lav in the Torah, right, chazer should also be a lois asay v'asay. Because v'yisem kedoshim, nevela should be a lois asay v'asay. Because v'yisem elam arava, so Rava said, you're right. You want to know, let's revisit this. I think Rava said you have to start working with the Rabbanans. Really, an almanim and anasuin chaylatzis v'loy misyabemes because it's a lois asay vasay v'in asay doicha lois asay vasay. The question was, what about almanim and erusin? Rava says a pasht the teretz. Almanim and erusin, you're right. Really, you should be able to do yibam because asay should be doicha the lois asay. But there's a gzera almanim and erusin, not almanim and anasuin. Right? It's a very reasonable gzera. They're both almanis. You can see why people would confuse the two, and as a result, that would be a problem. Mamzeres minasina mayikula meimer. What about a mamzeres and a nesina? Right? You're going to make a gzera mamzeres and nesina to a kohen hediyot. Atu and almanim and anasuin l'kohen gadol. That doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Gzeir b'makam mitzvah, atu shleib b'makam mitzvah. No, we were worried that if you're going to be matter mamzeres and an asina to a yavam, you might be matter mamzeres and asina, even shleib b'makam mitzvah. So the Gemara, if we're going to go down that road, how are we going to make sense of anything in Yavamis? Right? The whole Yavamis is one big chiddush nifla. It's one big aberration. You should never be able to do yibum. By an eshes achim meyaviv, Chazal should have made a gzeira atu eshes achim meyimai. Right? Eshes achim meyimai, there's no yibum. So eshes achim meyaviv, maybe there should be. So the Gemara says, no yibum benachat al rachmana. Everybody knows why eshes achim May aviv and not may imo. It's based on miyuchadim ben nachla. It's because yibam is all about nachla. It's an interesting idea that repeats itself. Yibam ben nachla tal rachmano. And may di everybody knows that. So no one's ever going to confuse eishes achiv may aviv, eishes achiv may imo, because part and parcel of the yisoidis of what yivamis is eishes achiv may av. It's because it has to do with Yerusha, and there's no Yerusha from your maternal family. What about a woman that has no children that does yibum? Maybe there shouldn't be yibum gzeira mishum isha sheyesh labanim. Right? Maybe we should now make another gzeira that a yavama should never be able to do yibum. Gzeira, what if she has a child and there's no yibum? So maybe if she doesn't have a child, there should be no yibum. The Gemara says, no. Everyone knows, b'banim tal rachmano. Everyone knows yavamas is all about l'hakim l'achiv shem. So if he has a child, of course there's no yavamas. Maybe you did. That's not something people are going to confuse. Here's a good one. Eishnes achiv shahoye bay lamay leitis yabim. Gzeira mishum eishnes achiv shaloy hoye bay lamay. Right? That makes sense. Maybe there should never be yibum because of gzeira atav eishnach shaloy bay lamay. Gemara says, no. Be yeshiva tal rachmano made the idea. This people know. Right? Chazal knew what people would confuse. That's why we can't make Zeris, right? You learn a Gemara like this. This, no one's ever going to make a mistake. That, Amon Amereis, Amon Anasuin, it's over. But over this, okay, this is Chazal. So says the Gemara that everyone knows that Yibam is Toli and Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam, and as a result, no one's ever going to make this mistake. Abazok the Gemara, Kol Anoshim Leitis Yavno, maybe you should never do Yibam Gzeri Mishum Islandis. An Islandis doesn't have Yibam, and just to remind ourselves, even though there's machloikis, whether Tsaras Islandis is Asura or Tsaras Islandis is Muteris, that's only the Tsara of the Islandis. The Islandis herself, everybody agrees, is also. So the Gemara says, what about maybe we should make a Gzeir Otto an Islandis? The Gemara says, Islandis is not Shchicha. Islandis is not Shchicha. We're going to make a Gzeir Otto an Islandis. Islandis is Shchicha. So Gemara, Mamzeres and Nesina, Nami lo Shchicha. So 1 second. So you're telling me Mamzeres and Nesina is Asur. Why? Otto, Shalai b'maka mitzvah. Mamzeres and Nesina Shchiach. That's not Shchiach. Mamzeres is Leishchiach, and Nesina is certainly Leishchiach. So the whole musig of a Mamzeres and Nesina is Leishchiach. Yet we made a Gzeira, b'makam mitzvah, even though we should say, I say Deicha Leish, I say, Atu Shalai b'makam mitzvah. So even though Islandis is also Leishchiach, maybe we should make a Gzeira,
Shaloi b'makom mitzvah. We should make a gzera for a regular yavama. Atu an island is elamai rava. So rava said, you're right. It can't be this. The reason mamzeres and nesin is also can't be gzera atu shaloi b'makom mitzvah, because if not, we would have to get involved in other gzeras such as islanders. So zok to gemara, what is the pshat elamai rava? Rava said gzera b'rishoyna atu b'yishneya. Says you want to know why there's no Yibum by Achai Ve'Lavin, and we knew this already because we've mentioned this so many times. It's because Enachinami, Asei Doicholois Asei, by Achai Ve'Lavin, but that's only going to help you for the mitzvah. And what's the mitzvah? It's the Bia Rishoyna. By the Bia Shnia, there's no mitzvah anymore. And therefore, as a Gzeira, Bia Rishoyna, Atu Bia Shnia, Chazal said that it's for that reason you never do Yibum when it comes to Achai Ve'Lavin. Tanya Nami Hochi, it's Mefurisha Braisa. The Braisa says in Baal Ukanu, referring to Achai Ve'Lavin. So if someone went ahead and he did Yibum by Achai Ve'Lavin, he wasn't supposed to. But he did. So the halach is, he's kaina bebir rishayna with the bir rishayna. Abav asa lekaima bebir shneya. But it's also for there to be a bir shneya. And the way the mafarshim explain is that from the fact that the brisa says asa lekaima bebir shneya, it sounds like it's a tam. That the reason that it's only bidiyeved and baal ukanu, but lechatchila we don't allow you to do it, it's because asa lekaima bebir shneya. That's the tanya namiyachi, meaning it's a gzeira bir rishayna atu. So after Rava said this, so what did Rava say? Rava said a lot, but we'll recap soon. But just a snapshot for a second, and that is that the reason there's no Yibam by Achai Ve'Lavin is even though I say should be Doicha Lois, I say it's Gzeira Bir Rishayna Atu Bir Shnia. But after Rava said that, he said Lav Milsehi. No, afterwards he realized Itaim Ravashi. Something was Ravashi that said this. That Lav Milsehi. That no, I made a mistake. This whole Taina was one big mistake. Meaning. The kasha was that the aseh of Yibin should be doicha the lav of chayvei lavim. So why is it chayletzus flamin seb emes? A ganze gemara, which gets us to a point that you're right, it's a good aura, but gzei rabbi yirishayna ought to be yishniya. But he chabbed afterwards that it's a tois. Tamar yishlokish, yishlokish, said, kom, mokum shatam oitz aseh veloiz aseh. Anytime there's an aseh and a loiz aseh, meaning an aseh doicha loiz aseh, imat yoch lekaim shnei mutam. If you can be mekayim both of them, it's good. Vim lav, and if you can't be mekayim both of them, then yove yaseh, the yidches loiz aseh. So then the halach is that the aseh is going to be doicha the loiz aseh. But at the same time, if it's efshel lekayim shneim, then the halacha is vim lav. If it's efshel lekayim shneim, then that say is not doicha v'loy sasei. He said hachanami efshel bechalitza the mekayim asei v'loy sasei. Over here, it's efshel bechalitza, and the reason it's efshel bechalitza is because you could be mekayim and as a result, you can be mekayim the loy sasei because you're always able to do chalitza. So he said it's poshet. That's why that say is not going to be doicha the loy sasei, and that's the reason that it's chaylatzis v'loy misabemis. So you want to know what's chaylatzis v'loy misabemis? It's very simple. It's because there's no asay doicha loy sasei, but there is asay doicha loy sasei. What's asay doicha loy sasei? That say of yibum should be doicha the loy sasei of the chavi lavim. No, it's efshel lekayim shneim. You know why it's efshel lekayim shneim? Because you can always do chalitza, and if you do chalitza, you're not going to be over the loy sasei. That meisvei freit the gemara then balu kanu. It's not true. At the end of the day, we had a brayso, so we just mentioned this. The brayso said a few times on the Yamin that Chai Ve'Lavim in Balu, at the end of the day, if they do the Bila, what's the halacha? Kanu, you're going to be Kaina. Now, if you're telling me that Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh, so why should it be in Balu Kanu? Must be that really Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh. And the reason it's Chai Letzes V'Lei Misyabemes is for a different reason. What's the reason, the last reason the Gemara gave us? But being that really you have a tchia, therefore it's in Baal Ukanu, and the Gemara says tyufta, it's true, it's taka nakat, and that's proof that the reason that the halach is that there's going to be chaletz demes abemes is going to be because aseh is doicha loisei. We're not finished yet. But just for now, what we just said is the Gemara said that Issa Kedusha is chaletz es v'loimis abemes. And the question was why? Why is it chaletz es v'loimis abemes? What was the kasha? L'chayro bishloimah, where it's an essay and a loisei, for example, on monomen and asuim. So aseh is not doicha loisei v'aseh, so therefore you can't do yibum. So the only choice you have is to do chalitza. But in a case where it's a chai ve'lavin, such as on monomen erisin, or Grusha, the Kayin Hedyed, or Mamzeres Finasina Li Yisrael. Over there, you should be able to do Yibum, because Aseh should be Doicha Lois Aseh. And really, what emerges from the Gemara was a few different possibilities. One possibility was that maybe it's a Din Dairaisa. Fa'osi Yavimte Ashaira, Yeshacha Yavam Acheris, it has a Din Chalitza, no Yibum, maybe it's referring to Chavi Labim. But the Gemara said it can't be. It can't, because if that was the case, that even Bidi Evet, it wouldn't work. Yibum by Achai Ve'Lavin, and we have braises that say in Baal Ukanu that b'di'evet it is going to work. Must be it's not Mufka Midei Raisa. Gemara had a suggestion that maybe it's because it's Efshel Lekayim Shneiyah.
The reason no aseid echaloisa is because you always do chalitza. You say the aseid echaloisa, say where you're literally at odds. There's no way to make it both work. But if there's a way to make them both work, you wouldn't say aseid echaloisa. Say, oh, so maybe it's efshel kaim shneim because it's efshel kaim shneim. That's why you're not going to say aseid echaloisa. But the Gemara says again, if there's no aseid echaloisa, say how could it be in balu kanu? In balu kanu says, but the evidence works. Must be that aseid really is doicha, and it's not considered efshel kaim shneim. So Gemara says, okay, so then what's takin of pshat? If it works for the Eved, that means for sure the assay is doicha leisa assay b'di Eved, then l'katchila, you should be able to say doicha leisa is not a b'di Eved, it's a l'katchila. The Gemara says, sure, ordinarily it's a l'katchila, but over here it's a b'di Eved. Here you can't do it. Because gzeira b'ya rishayna atu b'ya shnia. A little bit more Gemara. Itmar. B'yas kain gadol ba'almana. Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Lazar. There's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Lazar as it relates to an amana that falls the yibum to a kohen gadol. Now our Mishnah really addressed it. So why are Amiram debating it? So we'll say, one said that in the event that the kohen gadol went and actually did yibum, so our Mishnah was discussing what the din is. They were discussing if you physically did yibum, the halach is a wooden path to the tzara. Meaning, b'di'evet, almana l'kohen gadol is not considered a yibum. V'chadam p'teres rasa. The other one said that b'di'evet, it is considered a yibum. Zok the Gemara, b'almana min anesuin, when it comes to almana min anesuin, kuli amalei pligi le'patra. Here, everyone's going to agree that it wouldn't pater. Why not? The inase doicha lois ase vase. Because the ase of yibum can't be doicha, the lois ase vase of an almana min anesuin. And if it can't be doicha, the Allah is going to be in balu like kano. So, but the evidence it's not going to be a yum. If it's not going to be a yum, it's not going to pass to the Turk. He pleaded the machlekes was by amanim in erison. In the event that it was amanim in erison, all it was a regular loyse. Mandam a peteris, mandam that says a patris because I say v'dachi is loyse. Because I say is doicha loyse. I say, and like we said up until now, that chayv elavin even though chaylets is flamis yabem is it's only gzeru bir rishayna ato biyishnia. That was the maskana sagamara. And if that's the case, but the evidence in balu kano, and therefore it's going to be okay. Mandam in a peteris, the mandam that says that it doesn't patris because loyse. The reason is because the assay cannot be doicha lois assay. What do you mean? I thought assay is always doicha lois assay. Even efshe bechalitza, because he holds it's efshe bechalitza. And being that you could do chalitza, it's efshe lekayim. What does the first mandama hold? It's efshe bechalitza. No, chalitza is plan B. Efshe lekayim shnei means we could do plan A. Chalitza is plan B. Therefore, it's not considered efshe lekayim. Meisve vimbalu kano. It says mafurish in the brisa that by a chayv elavin imbalu kano. So what do you see from here? That almanim in the erison has to be imbalu kano. Must be there really is an asay doicha lois asay, and it's considered efshe lekayim shneim. And the only reason lekatchila you can't do yibum is because of exera. Be rishon not to be shnei. The Gemara says tiyufta. You're right. Checkmate. So from a lema to have a tiyufta in amid reish lakish is considered a tiyufta on reish lakish as well. Reish lakish said that where it's efshe lekayim shneim, there's no asay doicha lois asay. Lechayra, it's efshe lekayim shneim because it's efshe to do chalitza. So if that's the case, it is efshe lekayim shneim. So why is it in balu kanu? Amalach reish lakish. What we spoke out ki amina ano hechad mekayim mitzvah. The only time you say efshe lekayim shneim is when you can really do the mitzvah. Aval hacha chalitza b'makom yibum. And as a result, this is not going to be considered Efshel Kayim Shneim Exel. So this concludes the famous Yevamis Daf Chaf as it relates to Raid. It got so late, so early, it's Pashut, very unclear where to start and where to end. So we'll just throw out a few shorter Aras. We're going to shrink the Raid by about 82%. We'll just speak out a little bit, and then Be'ezus Hashem, as we work through the Masechta a little bit, we'll get back to some of the yeshiva sharei that we're leaving on the table. So the first thing is, you can't learn Yevamis Daf Chaf without mentioning two nidoinim that the Achroinim discuss very much at length. But first, a tiny bit of a recap, just because there's just a few yesoides we have to take away from this Masechta, from this Daf. And that is, number one, a big part of the daf discussed a chayvei lavin and a chayvei lavin ve'esin that fully yibum. What's the halacha? Now the short answer is very, very simple. It's a mishnah. It's chaylatzes v'loy misyabemes. Stating that it was mavur in the Gemara that there's a fundamental difference between a chayvei lavin and a chayvei lavin ve'esin. Number one in halacha. Chayvei lavin, the Gemara said again and again and again. We had three brises that said this. Imbalu kanu. So even though the halacha is chayletzes v'loy mesiabemes, but b'di'eved imbalu, if the yavam did do yibum kanu, the halacha is the yibum is going to work. It's b'di'eved going to be a yibum. Chayvei lavin ve'esin, the Gemara said imbalu loy kanu. That was this last Gemara that we just learned. That's klar imbalu loy kanu. So we have a machloikis or a nafkamina, I should say, between a chayve lavin and a chayve lavin v'esen, even though they're lumped together in iser kedusha, that's chayletzes v'loy mesiyah b'emes, abel amaisa, there's a tremendous nafkamina. Chayve lavin is in balu kanu, and chayve lavin v'esen is in balu loy kanu. What's the reason that chayve lavin is in balu kanu, and chayve lavin v'esen is in balu loy kanu? What's the difference? They're both aser. So one is only a loisa ase, and the other one is a loisa ase v'ase. I hear that makes the whole difference. So it's mavur in the Gemara that the reason is because when a person does yibum on a chayve lavin, even though he's not supposed to, the halach is chayletzes v'loy mesiyah b'emes. But at the same time, the ase of yibum is doicha the loisa ase. There is an ase doicha loisa ase. So really, he's being miyabim in isha that he's allowed to be miyabim. On a deraisa level, the lois asay is looked away from. That's the halacha of asay doicha lois asay. It's a din lechatchila. So being that asay is doicha lois asay, so she's really a yavama under lois asay. She's a regular yavama, and therefore in baal ukan. So why lechatchila can't you do it? Oh, lechatchila can't do it. The maskana sagamara after all the dust settled on dafchav, it's because gzeir bir rishana ought to be a shnir. But be'etzem, the fact that she's an isha psula because of the lois asay. Das art mich nicht. Favos? Because I have an esse. And the esse is doicha the loisa ase. So whatever you would want the loisa ase to get in the way of, to tell me that the yibum is not going to work, is not a problem. Because the ase is doicha that loisa ase. And therefore the halach is the chayvi lavin, even though chaylatz is flay misi abemis, but bidi yevin and balukan. But chayvi lavin, the esse is different. And the reason it's different is because ase can't be doicha loisa ase vase. So when the yavam is miyabim, this woman who is a chayvi lavin, the esse, he's being miyabim in isha psula. He's being miyabim a woman that he is not allowed to be miyabim. There's an isser bia taking place right now. And because there's an isser happening, therefore the halach is in balu loikon. That's the poshit, the most simple pshat in the Gemara. Chayvi lavin, even though she's an isha psula, but the psul is not something we care about because the S is doicha the lois ase. So as a result, in balu but the evid it's going to be kanu. The chayvi lavin v'esen, because at the end of the day you have no way to get rid of the lois ase v'ase because the ase can't be doicha the lois ase v'ase. So it's for that reason the halach is going to be even in balu but the evid it's going to be like kanu. Poshet. Das steht in the Gemara Masechtas Yevamah Mistaf Chaf. I think it's kedai to revisit a Tosfos that we skipped at the very beginning of the Masechta. The Tosfos is on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It's the bottom Tosfos. It's one of the important foundational Tosfos in Masechtas Yevamos. Tosfos over there asks a gevaldige kasha. The Mishnah said, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitroi Sarei Seim, Vetzorei Sarei Seim, and Achalitz Mariv, and Atzoi Foil. Ve'eluhay. And then the Mishnah went on and listed the 15 Arayas. Now just to chazer a little bit, we saw as we went through the Gemaras that there were different suggestions made by the Gemara and by the Rishonim of Arayas that maybe could have been mentioned in the Mishnah. Right away on Daf Gimel, the Gemara said, Minyana de Reisha Lamutemai, Minyana de Seifa Lamutemai, and what emerged from the Gemara was four Arayas that theoretically could have been mentioned in the Mishnah, and maybe are even being Lahedya excluded from the Mishnah. Tzaras Soita, Tzaras Islandis, Tzaras Mamenes, Tzaras Machzik Rishasai. We had Levi's Kasha that he asked Rebbe on Daf Testament Aleph. Rebbe didn't like the question, not even a little. But the question that Levi asked Rebbe, and that is, Imay Anusas Aviv. That could have been an Erva mentioned in the Mishnah. Why wasn't that number 16? We had Rish Lakish's Kasha that he asked Rebbe Yoichanan on Daf Yud Amid Beis. If someone is Choylates a Yavama, then he's Mekadesh or afterwards, and then he dies below Bonim, why wasn't that mentioned? We had Tosfos Kasha on Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Tosfos asked the Kasha about the Balas Tanai, where someone divorced his wife, Amanash Loi Tanasi Laplaini, and then she marries his brother and she falls libo. Right? These were all suggestions that came up in the course of what we've been learning, that the Mishnah mentioned 15, and L'chaira, we're trying to think out of the box and be creative, right? Tosfos has cases of Tanai. We're trying to find maybe another Erev that could have made it into the Mishnah. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amid Aleph asks the most posh at the kasha. He says, L'chayra, the Mishnah is mentioning all the arayas. This is the most obvious erva that was omitted from the Mishnah, and that is anita. What about anita? Anita is an erva. Anita is mentioned in the parshan of the arayas, in parshas Achrimos, in the middle of all the arayas. It says, Ve'el isha benidas tumasa loy sikrav legaloy servasa. Pasuk's talking about anita. L'chayra, anita is an erva. So if anita falls the yibum, she shouldn't be oyla liyibum and she shouldn't be oyla lechalitza. Not just that, her tzara and her tzara tzara at seif ha'ilam. So frey toisviz, v'lisni tezayin, why did the Mishnah only mention 15? Why didn't the Mishnah also mention
the erva of nida. And Tosfos says that I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that it's true a nida, while she's a nida, is not oil liyibam v'chalitza. But at the same time, the nida is not going to be a nida forever. And when she becomes tahar from her nida, at that point she'll be oil liyibam v'chalitza. So it's true. Right now, for a short period of time, she's not oil liyibam v'chalitza. But soon she will be oil liyibam v'chalitza. So that's enough to make her into an erva. He says avada, because we know that one of the yisoides of yavamis is that any isha that's aser to the yavam at the time of the nefilah liyibam is nesra ilavis. She's aser forever. So very Tosfos, any nida that falls liyibam, being that right now she's a chayve krisus, right now she's an erva. So if she's an erva, then l'chayra she shouldn't be oila liyibam. She shouldn't be oila lechalitza. Nesra should say that should be the halacha forever. If that's the case, she should be like an achay sisha, and she should pater at sara and sara sara at soifayla. So Tosfos has a whole arichos to answer this kasha. The Tosfos Rosh answers Tosfos kasha a little bit differently. This is some of the raid that Pasha, because of time, we're going to have to leave on the table. But Tosfos comes out with maskana. We're skipping to the maskana of Tosfos. That from the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention nida, it's clear that the Tana, the Mishnah, was of the opinion that a nida is not considered an erva with regards to Yibam Chalitza. Meaning, if a woman falls to Yibam while she's a nida, you're not going to have halacha that she's not oil Yibam Chalitza, and there's certainly not going to be a din of tzara serv and tzara serv at tzayfa oilam when it comes to a nida. As I said, it's muchach that way from the Mishnah. Why not? Again, that we don't have time. But it's muchach that way in Tosfos. And then Tosfos says that the emes is a mefurash gemara. It's a mefurash gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is in Psachim Dafayim Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ishtoi Nida. If somebody has, his wife is a Nida, Baal, and then he was Baal, B'shaikik. So, Loch is Chayiv, he has to bring a Karmel Chattas. Yevimtoi Nida. What happens if someone has a Yevama, and the Yevama was a Nida? So then the Loch is Baal. In the event that he was Baal, Potter. He's not going to have to bring a Karmel Chattas. So if someone is Baal, Ishtoi Nida, B'shoigig, da'loch is his chayiv chatos. If someone's boil, yevimtoi nida b'shoigig, da'loch is his potter for being a karmel chatos. This is a sugi that's dealing with karmel chatos, which is not our sugi right now. But all we need to know is that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that if someone's boil, yevimtoi nida b'shoigig, he's potter from a chatos. So the Gemara says azoy. Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that if someone is boil, ishtoi nida b'shoigig, he's chayiv? Abi yevimtoi nida potter. Maishno yevimtoi, zok the Gemara, the ka'ovid mitzvah. Probably because he's doing a mitzvah. And because he's doing a mitzvah right now, so he's a toyev b'dvar mitzvah, and there's a sugya, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Eliezer, that if someone's toyev b'dvar mitzvah, could be his potter for being a karmel chatos. But if that's the case, ishtoi nami kovid mitzvah, if it's his wife, then he's also doing a mitzvah. He's being a kind of mitzvah, puruvu. So the Gemara says, talking about where his wife was a mubaris. So he wasn't being a kind of puruvu. So the Gemara, what about oina? So the Gemara says it was shaloi b'shas oina. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Maybe it was something else. Against the shmuz in the Gemara. Oh, but the Gemara comes out of maskana. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, this is the great Rabbi Yochanan, that if someone's boil ishtoi nida b'shoigig, he was over isin nida b'shoigig. That's a chayve krisis, he has to bring a karban chatas. But if somebody's boil yevimtoi nida b'shoigig, then the halach is he's going to be potter. He's not going. The Gemara says, why? The ka'ovid mitzvah, because he's doing a mitzvah. So says Tosfos, it sounds like from this Gemara, that if a yavon would be miyabim his nida b'shas nidasa, even though he's not supposed to, but he'd be mekayim a mitzvah. In other words, Tosfos Lashon. The halacha would be in balukanu. Azayis of Tosfos. That would be the halacha. Azayis before in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's potter from a chatas if he does a b'shoigig. Why? Dika ovid mitzvah. Vaistois, if he's doing a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah. If he's doing a mitzvah, that means there's a yibum. If there's a yibum, in balukanu. So Tosfos started off with a whole blitz. Tosfos started off, I don't understand why the Mishnah didn't mention nida as an erva. That's potam and ibn al-chalitza. Not just that, tzara, serva, tzara, tzara, serva, tzayf, oilam. So Tosfos, after the whole Tosfos, which we didn't speak out, but Tosfos says, the emes is nishtaza. You want to know why it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Because nida is not an erva le'inyan yivamis. And therefore, she really is oil ibn al-chalitza. Her and the tzara. Abin nishna dem, zok Tosfos. That even if he would be boiled, yevimtoi nida, while she's a nida, the halacha would be in balukana. And Tosfos says, how do I know that? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Psachim Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Ad kan dvarav hamifursamim shalabali Tosfos in Masechtas Yevamos daf Beis Amid Aleph. So let's think about this for a second. Because it's a pelat suma. It doesn't stem with everything that we learned today. We just said
that a chayvei lavin is chayletzis v'loy misabemes. A chayvei lavin v'esin is chayletzis v'loy misabemes. But the whole daf chof shried that there's enough gemina between a chayvei lavin and a chayvei lavin v'esin. Chayvei lavin is chayletzis v'loy misabemes lechatchilo, but b'diyevin and ba'alukanu. Chayvei lavin v'esin is chayletzis v'loy misabemes afilu b'diyevin in ba'alukanu. And the reason is because by a chayvei lavin, even though she's an isha asura, but asay is doicha d'loy sase, and as a result, we don't see an isha asura. And therefore, in Baalu, kanu. As opposed to chayvei lavin ve'esen, being that ein asay doicha loy sase vase, so she's very much an isha asura, so she's an isha asura, so therefore the halach is in Baalu loy kanu. If that's the case, how could it be that if someone's boil yevimtoi nida, the halach is going to be in Baalu kanu? A nida is a chayvei krisos. If a need is a chayvei krisos, asay is not doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. Tav gimel dalet hey vav and zayin of mesachtes yivamis. Asay we know is not doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. And if that's the case, how could it be in baalu kanu? L'chayra, if a chayvei lavin the essen is in baalu loy kanu, so how is it possible that a chayvei lavin is going to be that a nida is going to be in Baalu Kanu? Chayvei lavin v'esin is a Baalu Loi Kanu, because I say he's not doicha loy sasei v'asei. So if that's the case, a nida should also be in Baalu Loi Kanu, because a nida is a chayvei krisos, ve'ein asei doicha loy sasei sheyesh b'karis. So it's yodua that the Brisker Rav, in the end of the Sefer, so this is the Chedushe Meron Rizal Levi ala Rambam in Sefer, at the very end, there's a few pages of mechtovim, of letters. So we only see the second half of the letter. This is the Brisker Rav's response to the Shoyl. So we're really privy to a half a conversation, but the Mechtovim is a chelok choshev of the Brisker Rav Sefer. And at the very, very end, this is the second to last Mechtov. The Brisker Rav was addressing this question. And that is, what's Poshev Shatz? Mavurin, Taisvus, Dabezim, and Aleph. Do I Taisvus learn to Sugim, Sochemayim, Bezim, and Bez? That when it comes to Yevim Toynida, the Allah is in Baalu Kanu. Yet, when it comes to a chayvei lavin ve'esen, the halach is in baalu loy kanu. L'chayra, why is in baalu loy kanu by chayvei lavin ve'esen? Because the ein asei doicha loy sase vase. So if that's the case, the same should be true by a nida, because the ein asei doicha loy sase sheyesh by karis. So the Brisker Rav said that the reason is based on a fundamental difference between the iser bia of a nida and the iser bia of shari surei bia. And that is, the yisoid of all Yisurei Bia is in Isser Ishos. In other words, the Torah mandated who a person is allowed to marry and who a person is not allowed to marry. Right? It's Pashit. The understanding is that Bia is only going to happen in the context of marriage, because otherwise that's a whole other issue of Panei Abala Pnuya, etc., etc., etc. So when the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana, or a Kohen and a Grusha, or all the Arayas that are mentioned in the Torah, a mamzer, a nasin, what the Torah is saying is thou shalt not marry this woman. Avada nichlal, in that is an iser bia. That's pasha. But the side of the iser is an iser ishus. It's an iser chasnos. Torah is saying, now let him marry this person. Right? What's the Torah saying? Can it be? Of course not. What the Torah is saying, you can't marry. That's what it's saying. Now included in that is an iser bia as well. Agav, not for now. But the Rambam has a famous shita that Ezra Hashem will talk a lot about as we go through Seyda Nashim. The Rambam shita is that all chayvei lavin, there's only, you're only over the iser deraisa if you actually married a person. Because the ikar iser was an iser, don't marry. That's really what the iser is. And a bia alone is just an iser derabana. That's the shita sarama. But the bottom line is that the Iker Isser is an Isser Ishus. The Iker Isser is an Isser Chasnus. There's one exception to the rule, said the Rav. The exception is Nida. Because it's Poshet, Nida is not a steerer to Ishus. Because every married woman becomes a Nida. And she stays married. The Teretz is, what's the Isser Nida? The Isser Nida is an Isser Bia. So he says it comes out the Isser Nida is fundamentally different than all the other Yisurei Bia. All Yisurei Bia are b'cheftz on Yisurei Yishos. Nida cannot sign kan Isser Yishos. Because you see it's not a steerer to Yishos because it's part of Yishos. So obviously it's not a steerer to Yishos. So what is an Isser Bia? That within the context of Yishos, it had to be Abinishta Nida. And a Nida is very chomer. Nida is even a chayvi krisos. And b'shoik daf b'bring an achatos. But the bottom line is, sinit kan Isser Ishus. What it is an Isser Chasnos. So said the Rav, the reason that the halacha is that by Chayvei Lavin Ve'esen, Ibalu Loikanu,
It's because if this woman is a chayvei lav in the essen, and you don't have the esser to go ahead and be doiche the isser, that means this is a woman that the Torah said you cannot marry. So how could you be miyabim a woman like that? What is yibum? Yibum's ishus. It happens on your day beer. Oh, but what is it? It's ishus. In balu kanu, like kanu, that's what we're talking about. It's marry this woman. That's what it is. So how could you go ahead and make a kinyan and marry a woman that the Torah said you're not allowed to marry? So if that says doicholoisa, say like a chayvei lavin, so she's not a woman that the Torah is saying you're not allowed to marry. Why? Because I have a din of asay doicholoisa, say. Smuchim la'ad lo'olam asuim be'emes v'yosha. We learn it from Kalayim b'tzitzis, and as a result, the chabah mitzvah to go ahead and do yibum. I, the Torah, tell me don't marry her, but the Torah also tell me to marry her. And as a result, the essence is going to be doicha l'leisa. I say, abachayvi la'avim v'essen. Here, the Torah is telling you don't marry her. So if the Torah is telling you don't marry her, I have no ability to be doicha. So how could you go ahead and do a yibum? Oh, but the Rizkirov said that by neither the Torah never said don't marry her. Neither is not a steer to ishus. So what is neither? It's an issa be a ba'alma. It's an issa be a ba'alma, but say there, abadosnish can't steer it to yibum. It's a steerer to the Yavama Yavayaleh in terms of specifically how it's going to happen, but it's not a steerer to the Chalois Yibum. Zavada, if someone goes ahead, he's boil Yivim Tani, that's a big problem. He's over a Chavi Krisus. Now let him do it. And that's why it's a whole Sugi, Rabbi Yochanan. But what happens if it doesn't? Beshoyge, yeah, Chattas, no Chattas, Toy, but Mitzvah, that's the Sugi Mpsochim over the Davayim Beis, Amid Beis. But you want to know if it's Chal the Kinyan? It is Chal the Kinyan. Why? Because Nida's not a steerer to Kinyan Yibum. Chavi Lavin the Essen is a steerer. If there would have been a tchi on the chayvei lav in the essen, so then enochinami, then you would have no problem. But being that there's no tchi, so you're left with a woman that the Torah says you cannot marry, you can't be koiner, so there's no way for the yibum to be chal, and therefore there's not going to be yibum. By neither the Torah never said you can't be koiner. The Torah said it's a beer. Enochinami, there isn't a sabir. But you went ahead and you did the beer already. Now what? So now you want to know if the kinyan is chal. Torah never said the kinyan can't be chal. Torah never said the kinyan can't be chal. So merely kinyan is going to be chal. That's what the Rav said. He said that there's a chiluk between the Isser Nida and all the other Isserei Bia. All Isserei Bia is in Be'atzmusan and Isser Ishus. So being that it's an Isser Ishus, it's a steerer to Kinyan Yibum. And that's why the Halach is in Baal Ulaikanu. Unless there's a Tchiyah. But otherwise, it's going to be in Baal Ulaikanu. As it relates to Nida, however, Nida is not an Isser Ishus. All it is an Isser Bia. So it's not a steerer to Kinyan Yibum. It's a steerer to the Bia. And Chanami, you're not supposed to do it. But if you went ahead and you did the Bia, you want to know now if it could be chal the Kinyan. There's no reason it shouldn't be chal, and that's why Tosfos says on the Beis Amid Aleph, he learned it up in the Gemara Psachim, that Vayim Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara is mashma, that not only is there a nefilas yibum by a nida, no nesra, no halachas of tzaras erva, but it's even more than that. It's going to be in Baal Ukonu. Ayaseiz antoicha loisasei sheyesh by karis. It's true, but it doesn't matter because the Isser Nida has no impact on the Kinyan Yibum because they're not a contradiction to each other. They're not talking to each other. The Isser Nida is saying that there's an Isser Bia. The Mitzvah's Yibum or the Kinyan Yibum, that component of it, is saying that there should be an Ishus. Ishus and Nida is not a stira. And therefore, it's shaykh to be chal ishus on anida, and that's why the halach is going to be said the rav in balu kanu. Just to end on a little bit of a lighter note, I mean, relatively speaking, and that is that, very relatively speaking, that the Mishnah said on daf chaf that we have iser mitzvah and iser kedusha, where the halach is chayletzes v'loimis yabemes. And we said, what's Isser Mitzvah? Isser Mitzvah is Shnias Medivrei Seifim. The Gemara said, am I correlating Isser Mitzvah? Why is Shnias Medivrei Seifim referred to as Isser Mitzvah? Amr Abaya. Abaya said, because Mitzvah Lishmaya Divrei Chachamim. Because it's a Mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. So we said that Mitzvah is a very, very general term. Tariyak Mitzvah, Ramach Ese, Shasah Loisa Ese. But we use that very, very general word Mitzvah to describe Shnias Medivrei Seifim. It's interesting. Something so specific and so nuanced being described by such a general term. And the reason, says the Gemara, is because the word mitzvah is actually very befitting for Shnias Midivrei Seifrim. Because Shnias Midivrei Seifrim is an Issa Derabanan and mitzvah Lishmaya Derei Chacham. And that's why we use the word Issa Mitzvah. So I saw Reb Shmuel Yankiv in Zois LeYakiv. Here in Masechtas Yevamos Agav, the Shtiklach and Zois LeYakiv are extremely, extremely lumbish, but
Agavurchi, he throws in this one ha'ara, and he says, what's the pshat? That mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, and that word mitzvah, that's what defines shias midivrei seifrim. So he says, yesh loimar, api rei, that we've spoken about many times over the years, and he quotes it, does Rav Shmuel Yaike from the Nesivos, that it's Yodua, that the Nesivos said that if somebody's over an isid rabbanon b'shoigeg, the halach is he doesn't need kapara. Ordinarily, if someone doesn't have er b'shoigeg, there's a parasha of what kind of kapara he would need to have. But the Nesivos said a chiddush, that if someone's over an isid rabbanon b'shoigeg, he doesn't need kapara. And the reason said the Nesivos is because when the rabbanon went and said that things are aser, all it creates is iser gavra. But it doesn't create iser chafza. So if there's something that's aser midrabanon, the thing itself doesn't become aser. You need to treat it as if it's aser, because you have to listen to what the Chachamim said. So as a result, you now have an obligation to fake it and act as if this thing is really, really problematic. Where really, the chafza that you have in front of you was never impacted based on what the Rabbanon said, because Rabbanon don't have an ability to create Issa chafza. All the Rabbanon have the ability to do is create Issa gavra. So for example, if you have Macholis Asura, it's Midai Raisa. You have Basu V'chalav. That's Macholis Asura, it's Midai Raisa. That's Issa chafza. This thing has something in the spiritual Ruchniyus Digger world that is inherently pogum. It's inherently flawed. It's inherently not okay. And if somebody eats it, it creates a Metzias Ruchni of being something very, very bad. When the Rabbanon said that Basar Oif V'chalav is also Asar, that didn't have the ability to create that. So Oif and Chalav is not Basar and Chalav, albeit on a rabbinic level. It's a completely different Metzias. Basar V'chalav is Isser Chefza. The thing itself has properties in it that on a ruchniyistic level are literally poisonous. As opposed to Oif V'chalav, the Chefza itself is whatever. It's kosher. It's 100% kosher. Oh, you can't eat it because mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, because there's a din d'rabbanon, and as a result, there's an iser gavra. We've said in the past over from Rameh Simcha, the Rameh Simcha said that this nesivos is the yisoid of why sveikud ayraisa l'chumra and why sveikud d'rabbanon is l'kula. We mentioned recently a very geshmakim maramakim, not mamish recently, but a very, very geshmakim maramakim from the Rogach of a Goyen, who said pshat in the Gemara on Sukkah daf beis, and it's also Gemara on Erev in daf beis, but the Gemara says sukkah she gavoy lemaila meyaser mama psula mavui she gavoy lemaila meyaser mama yemayit, and the Gemara says maishna de besukkah it says psula, why is it by mavui it says memayit, and the Gemara says sukkah de iraisa tani psula mavui de rabbanon tani takanto. So the Rogachov in Tzafnas Panech, where he discusses this shaila whether isur de rabbanon is a gavra is a chefzo, he says ayin sukkah da bezam and aleph, and he says over there it's mavur without explaining. He says over there it's mavur and sukkah da bezam and aleph that it's only in isa gavra. He means this Gemara. Because you see in this Gemara that sukkah is deiraisa ketani psula. The sukkah is a chefzer shal sukkah psula. But mavi the Rabbani, you can't tell me psula. Because Rabbani don't have the ability to go ahead and say something is possible. All it is a gavra. So whenever you have an issa de Rabbanon, zok the Gemara, tani takanta. We tell the gavra what to do. It's not psula. Psula suggests chefzer shal psula. But this is only takanta. As Rosh Hashanah Yankiv said, it comes out that all isuri de Rabbanon are not isuri chefzer. All they are is they're isuri gavra. In other words, what is an Issa d'Rabbanon? It's an Issa mitzvah. Why Issa mitzvah? Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. That's what it is. We didn't create any mitzvahs. There's no Issa chefza. Nor us. Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. It's Issa gavri. He says, that's the tifa knetch over here. And why Chazal would refer to shnias midivrei seifrim, why they would refer to Yisuri d'Rabbanon as Issa mitzvah. Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. Yeah, but mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. No, it's not. That is a d'Rabbanon. It's nothing else. All it is Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. All it is Issa gavri.